Welcome to WDOT News. Here's Kimball with World.
Coronavirus infections in Asia passed 100 million on Wednesday, according to Reuters Tally, as the region records a resurgence in cases dominated by the BA2 Omicron subvariant. The region is reporting over 1 million new COVID-19 cases about every 2 days, according to a Reuters analysis. With more than half of the world's population, Asia contributes 21% of all reported COVID-19 cases. BA2 now represents nearly 86% of all sequenced cases, according to the World Health Organization. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday in the eastern Chinese province of Anhui, where China was set to host 2 days of meetings on Afghanistan, state broadcaster CGTN reported. The record gave no other details on their meeting. And now the Ukraine conflict. A U.S. astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts landed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday after leaving the International Space Station aboard the same capsule despite heightened antagonism between Moscow and Washington over the conflict in Ukraine. The flight was being closely watched to determine whether escalating strife had spilled over into longtime cooperation in space between the two former Cold War adversaries. The British government said on Wednesday it had issued 25,500 visas to Ukrainians under a scheme set up to bring in refugees after Russia invaded Ukraine last month. The data on Wednesday showed that 28,300 had applied for the sponsorship scheme, while the overall application stood at 59,500. Russian forces bombarded a besieged city in northern Ukraine on Wednesday, a day after promising to scale down operations there, and Kyiv and its Western allies dismissed a pullback near the capital as a ploy to regroup by invaders taking heavy losses. And now, it's national news with Sophia.
Kentucky Senate passes abortion restrictions, including 15-week ban. Approved by the Senate on Tuesday, the bill was previously passed by the House of Representatives. It is likely to be enacted even if the governor vetoes it. The Senate Republican supermajority could override a veto and make the law effective immediately. Senators amended the bill on Tuesday to include a ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The amendment will need to be approved by the House before the bill goes to the governor's desk for consideration. In Alabama's infrastructure dollars revive a zombie highway. Originally, there was an effort to carve out a 52-mile freeway around the rural fringes of Alabama's largest city, but construction stopped 5 years ago on road after federal funding ran out. Critics have labeled the project a dinosaur, a zombie, and a black hole. But bulldozers could soon be moving again thanks to U.S. taxpayers. At least $369 million in federal funding for the Beltline is heading Alabama's way for a massive infrastructure package approved by Congress in November. And now, Rigel with local news.
Recently, the COVID BA2 has been on a rise in Port Washington due to the sewer content study. A driver wanted for a hit-and-run on a 20-year-old pedestrian crossing the street. She is now in critical condition. Suffolk County investigators are starting to solve a 42-year-old homicide. The victim was 20-year-old Eve Wilkowitz, kidnapped and killed 42 years ago. The killer is still unknown. Charges upgraded against Flanders' mom during car crash who killed her 4-year-old daughter. She's receiving a DUI, vehicular manslaughter, and driving without a license. Three officers were shot at in Buffalo during a chase. The motorist fled from a rush hour traffic stop. The chase lasted a while, all while the suspect was shooting out of their window. Unidentified woman was caught in video throwing a cinder block through the window of a taxi cab on West 37th Street in Manhattan. She removed an iPhone 8 and a $40 in cash. Thank you. And on to business with Jackson.
Inflation is taking a very big impact in a lot of people's lives lately. An article was posted earlier today that one in every five Americans are running out of money until payday or when they get paid for their next paycheck. Wages are going very slow compared to the speed that inflation is going. The wages cannot keep up. It says in a survey recently with over 3,000 employees that one-third of America cannot grow their savings with the way that inflation has been going. In relation to this, the daily necessities are becoming more expensive, from restaurants for weekly and grocery shopping also weekly. That's all becoming more expensive where the food prices are rising. Other than food being a problem, gas is also increasing every time people fill up their tanks. It is the highest it has been in a very long time. In America, unfortunately, people in the Bay Area in California have to deal with the highest gas prices at $5.79 a gallon, currently, depending on a car or a truck. And now with sports with Mason.
It's been a crazy month in sports. In baseball, where the Yankees sent Gio Urshela and Gary Sanchez to the Twins for Josh Donaldson, and Luke Voit for a top prospect from the Padres. Top free agent Carlos Correa signs a 3-year deal with the Twins, and Trevor Story joined the Red Sox on a 6-year deal to add firepower after losing Alex Verdugo to the Phillies, who also signed Nick Castellanos. Then in football, in the AFC, things got crazier when the Raiders traded 2 first-round picks for superstar receiver Devontae Adams. Also, the Dolphins traded 5 picks, including a first and second for Tyreek Hill. And they signed top free agent Teron Armstead to protect their young quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. In March Madness, it's pretty crazy that we get to see a Duke versus UNC Final Four after UNC defeated the St. Peter's Peacocks, ending their Cinderella story in the Elite Eight. Then we have a Villanova versus Kansas on the other side of the bracket, and the Miami Heat will play the Boston Celtics tonight in the NBA for the 1 seed in the East. Now with Foreman with entertainment news.
On March 25th, 2022, beloved Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died at the age of 50. It was reported that Hawkins had 10 substances in his body when he was found dead in a hotel room in Bogota, Colombia. Paramedics tried to resuscitate Hawkins but failed. The band recently announced that they will be canceling their upcoming concert tour, and many are both saddened and shocked by his death. The Flash star Ezra Miller was arrested in Hawaii for disorderly conduct at a karaoke bar. Hawaii County Police arrested Ezra Miller in the early hours of Monday morning after an alleged incident at the bar in the town of Hilo. Police alleged that Miller began yelling obscenities and at one point grabbed the microphone in front of a 23-year-old woman singing karaoke and later lunged at a 32-year-old man playing darts. Travis Scott performed for the first time since his 2021 Astroworld tragedy. The 30-year-old rapper performed at a pre-Oscars party at a private home in Bel Air on Saturday night. And now, with Max, with the Oscars news.
These are the quick list of winners from top categories, seeing Dune dominate. Best visual effects, Dune. Best original score, Dune. Best cinematography, Dune. Best film editing, Dune. Best production design, Dune. Best sound editing, Dune. Best picture goes to Coda. Best actress, Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Best original song, No Time to Die. Best animated feature, Encanto. Best director, Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog. Best supporting actress, Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. Best supporting actor, Troy Kotsur for Coda. Best actor, Will Smith for King Richard. Viewership for the Oscars has slowly declined over the years, forcing networks to grab viewers' attention with shocking events, leading some people to assume the slap to be staged. Chris Rock had made a lighthearted joke referring to Jada Smith, aka Will Smith's wife, the main character G.I. Jane. The character from G.I. Jane has a shaved head, and so does Jada. Unbeknownst to Chris Rock, Jada Smith has a hair loss condition called alopecia. After the joke was made, Jada was visibly unhappy, turning to Will, who was giggling, but suddenly got up and walked the stage, slapping Chris Rock, proceeding to curse him out. Many see this as an act of defending Jada, but more or less unprofessional and unnecessary. Could he have handled this offstage? Many, like me, would side with the fact that Chris Rock should not have been hit, and a lighthearted joke is something not uncommon to the Oscars, seeing Chris as pouty. And now with Jackman, outside.
Thanks. I'm outside right now where it is 29 degrees. Expect warmer weather today as the high will be 47 degrees. It will be rainy tomorrow with a high of 61 degrees, higher than today, and a low of 53. Good weather this weekend with a high of 57, a low of 35 over the weekend. Make sure to take advantage of the beautiful spring weather next week with sun all week except on Wednesday, where there will be light showers in the morning, but a beautiful sunny afternoon. Thursday will be beautiful day to go to the ballpark for opening day with sun all day except for the evening. Now, with Schreiber News, here's Ramos.
In today's Schreiber News, there has been an announcement in regards to Dr. Ira Pernick. On February 11th, Dr. Ira Pernick sent an email to all students alerting others of his resigning as principal of Schreiber. He has announced that he will now be the position of the administrator of curriculum instruction and assessment on March 11th. One major reason for his resignation is because Dr. David Mioli, the assistant superintendent of curriculum instruction and assessment, is retiring at the end of the year and must be replaced immediately. In other news, on March 22, 2022, 2 years since the first reported case of COVID-19 in New York, the mask mandate has come to an end. The superintendent, Dr. Michael Hines, has made it clear that the district would stick to the Governor Hochul's decision to lift the mask mandate. It will now be optional whether or not to wear a mask. The ending of the mask mandate will now set us forward in returning to a normal life once again. And now, here's Offbeat with Felix.
Thank you. Border authorities have reported a man who was hiding 52 reptiles in his clothing, consisting of a mix of snakes and lizards. 9 snakes and 43 horned lizards were discovered in plastic bags, with some of the species being considered endangered, according to authorities. The man was driving a truck when he arrived at San Ysidro border crossing with Mexico on February 25th and was pulled out for additional inspection, said U.S. Customs and Border Protection. In other news, an Indiana teen tried to be a hero by climbing up a tree to save a cat. Unfortunately, the boy ended up in need of rescue himself as he got stuck in the branches. The 17-year-old scaled 35 feet of tree before coming to a stop, not being able to come back down. Moral of the story, don't always be a hero, especially if you are not a skilled climber of trees. And that's the show. Thank you for tuning in to WDOT Port Washington, and we'll see you next time.